Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Lily Timmons. We're going to be discussing her amazing book, The Don, a tale of discovery, deception, and defiance. That's available for purchase through Amazon as well as barnesandnoble.com. But people, if you want to gather everything that Lily has in store, well, do yourself a favor and head directly to her personal site. And that's lilytimmonsbooks.com. Now, Lily, of course, just to make sure there's no confusion here, is spelled L-I-L-L-I-E, Timmons, T-I-M-M-O-N-S, books.com. There you'll find more information on Lily herself, more information on this fantastic novel, as well as find hyperlinks set up to take you to the purchasing page. So one more time, that's lilytimmonsbooks.com. And I do quickly want to take this opportunity and point out that Lily was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by one of the best publishers in the business, King Pages Press. So if you or anyone you know have a book that they'd like moved, well, people, give yourself the best gift you could possibly give. Contact King Pages and have their wonderful team move it for you. They're one of the best in the business to do it, and they specialize in taking your literary creation to the next level. Head on over to their webpage today and figure out what they can do for you. You can find out more information on them through kingpagespress.com. It is an absolute pleasure to have Lily here on the line. Now, the moment you head on over to her Amazon, Barnes & Noble pages, her personal site, lilytimmonsbooks.com, you start to do any research on her book, The Don, well, you know what you're in store for. Okay, now it's a romance novel. It's a nonstop page turner. You're going to take twists and turns, and you're going to embark upon an incredible journey. Something that is really for pure entertainment. Okay, people, this book was set up to just take you away from the day-to-day pressures of your life. And listen, I don't know about you all, but I can definitely use something like that right now. Given this pandemic that we are still, I know, it feels like I've been talking about this for an eternity. Well, people, we're still dealing with it, okay? We're still dealing with the pressures and a lot of the lasting effects from the pandemic, but also the divide that we have here in this country and I'm sure across the world. There is enough to go around. So who amongst us couldn't utilize a book of this magnitude and really just escape? I know I could, and I know you all can as well. All right, and a little bit of romance novel, that's never hurt anybody either. And at the end of the day, Lily is the expert. Okay, she's written the book, she's done the research, she's written the words on the page, and she's going to be able to articulate everything much better than I ever could. So let's bring her here with us, okay? Lily, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm fine.
Wonderful.
I'm looking forward to this.
Absolutely. Well, listen, so are we. Lily, it truly is a pleasure to have you as a guest with us, and I meant what I said in my opening. I think a lot of times now when we have guests that have written books, there's always a particular message, right? Or always something that they're trying to teach or something. Listen, there's nothing wrong with that, right? I'm not, by no means am I casting any aspersions here, but I think there's something to be gained by just having pure entertainment for entertainment's sake. And this is what you're doing here, and I love it. I'm all for it. And I know we have a lot of information to cover, Lily, so let's jump right in. My first question for you is, what inspired you to write the book?
Oh, well, I actually thought about writing a book at different points in my life, but mm-hmm. I just wasn't ready. The timing was just right, though, 2 years ago when I found myself with absolutely no challenges, and I was determined this time to sit down and put my imagination to work. So, you know, I'm inspired by the knowledge that all of us has creative juices running through our bodies in one form or another. I just decided to let my creative juices flow on paper in the form of a story.
Well, listen, since this is your first book, Lily, how did you start your process?
Well, I habitually write thoughts and quotes and things of interest on scratch paper, you know. And so after a while, and I have little pieces of paper everywhere, I started to see a possible development of a plot for a story. So one day I sat down 2 years ago at my computer and started to enter these notes in a Word document. So as I was organizing these notes, I expanded those thoughts. I added characters. I put them in life situations and created my story. So I had to engage in a little research. Everything I wrote had to be reasonable and believable. So that first day of writing had me hooked. Mm-hmm. It just had me hooked. I was determined to continue until I finished.
You know, Lily, I'm an artist myself, okay? I'm in a different medium. I was never gifted as a literary artist, but I'm an actor and a filmmaker, okay? And I love talking to fellow artists and really just seeing how their brain works, right? And how they develop certain things. So I'm curious, when it comes to the characters that you've constructed in your novel, how did you build them?
First, I gave my characters names. I really wanted an unusual name for the Dawn, so I went ahead and searched for Italian male names on the net, and I found the name Atori, and it means reliable and steadfast. It was easy to say. It rolled off my tongue, and so I never heard the name before, and I decided it suited him perfectly. So I already decided on Antonelli as his last name and Antonio as his middle name, because I thought he sounded really important with the name Ettore Antonio Antonelli. It had a certain ring to it. Mm-hmm. So it's a tongue twister. That's why his middle name is only added once in the book. Secondly, I had already decided on the name Bella for my female character. The definition of Bella is beautiful. I gave her the Italian name Rossellini, her married name, because her character is a young widow and mother and an athlete. So that's what I built on.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to the story itself, Lily, did you have the storyline thought out beforehand, like before you began? Talk to us about that process.
Yeah, I did. I had a broad idea of my story. I had a beginning, a middle, and an ending. So I just needed to, you know, build on everything in between that. So the characters evolved. I built, enhanced, and expanded the characters as well as the plot as I go. So I'm more driven by the character action than the character thought expansion. So most of my writing is directed toward the character actually doing something rather than thinking about something. So that's how I went about building that story and those characters.
Hmm. What made you decide to write a story about a mafia don?
Well, like everybody else in the country, years ago, I saw The Godfather.
There it
is.
And
I wondered how many families were like the Corleone family. You know, why they took the path they did, and how the next generation took over the family patriarch. I thought at one time the government has succeeded in ending the mafia, but I was very naive at that time. Currently, and I found out there's the Italian mafia, Russian Bratva, Irish mafia, Mexican cartel, triad, and many more that I don't know about. But to clarify, my story is totally fiction. My mafia don is not real. Not one person in my story is real. It's all a figment of my imagination.
Well, listen, I'm right there with you. When it comes to imagination, I can understand that, Lily. You know, I'm as a filmmaker, as I said before, I'm so passionate about and so interested, really, about the creative process, because everyone's mind works so differently. And I know from my own experience, whenever I'm working on a particular project, from start to finish, it's almost unrecognizable, right? I mean, the hills and valleys that we go through changes constantly, right? The foundation is there, but it gets a mind of its own and it just develops. So when it comes to your book, I mean, how significantly did your book change from the first draft, or did it at all?
Oh, yes, it did. Very much so. Not only in the format, but in the storyline and dialogue. You know, I didn't read much due to other activities I pursued. So, if you can believe this, I found myself researching how to write a book after I already began. It was necessary to make significant changes in the layout and some of the content itself. So I found myself rewriting some of the book to ensure that I had it in the correct text, in the correct, you know, like current today, not all in the past. So I had to delete a lot of unwanted text. I had to make sure that I had gotten all of it before I proceeded. Yeah, it was a process.
People, again, we're here on the line with Lily Timmons. We're discussing her fantastic book, The Dawn, A Tale of Discovery, Deception, and Defiance. It's available for purchase through Amazon as well as BarnesandNoble.com, but make sure you head on over to her personal site, LilyTimmonsBooks.com, to gather everything that she has in store. Lily, next question that I'd love to go into. So we know about your process and you as a writer, but I, you know, sticking with that, I want to keep on going in there. How long did it take you to write your book?
Oh, gosh. It took me a year to finish. It's been a serious undertaking for me. I was engaged in trial and error and partial rewrites, not to mention my doubts and insecurity with this project, you know, my first book. So it took 12 months after that to go through the publishing process. It's been in the works now for 2 years. So it was so exciting when I finally got my copies to see the book's cover. The cover was created exactly as I described it, front and back. Gosh, I was happy.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you know, let me be the first to commend you here on our network about persevering through that, right? Because any artist, I don't care if you're a writer or what, you can relate to that feeling and that vulnerability, right? When you are creating your art, this is like your children. You are giving birth to it. And of course, once you put it out into the world, you don't know how it's going to be received. So I want to just take a quick moment here, Lily, and commend you on continuing that process, because I know that it was a long journey that you've taken, and one that hopefully just keeps continuing. And that's where I want to go next, right? Because this book sounds incredible, and I know that my listening audience is going to love it. Have you thought about writing a continuation of The Dawn?
Actually, I have. I gave complimentary copies of the book to a few friends and family members that I knew would actually read it. And they all asked me the same question. It seems they want to know what happens next to Bella and Atori. And, you know, that both surprised and encouraged me, because I must have done something right if they want me to tell them what was next. But it depends really on how well this book is received before I think about writing a sequel. First, you have to find the book to be able to buy the book.
Hey, listen, that makes sense. I get that. You know, curiosity for myself with this next one here, Lily. Let's have a little fun here. Which character do you relate to the most?
Well, I think I relate to Bella most. She's a young mother, a widow, and an athlete. And I drew on some of my own life experiences when creating her personality and life choices. You know, her outlook, principles, and experience reflect the times we live in now. We need to be strong as our own navigators through life and choose what we think is best for our own selves. So that's what I attempted to portray in Bella.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I understand that you're writing another book. Talk to us about how that's coming along.
Yes, I completed it, and it was submitted to the publisher last month. It's titled Big Trouble in Little Italy. Of course, it's another mafia-inspired story. But this one has five main characters, two aggressive, highly trained Doberman pinschers, and a secret society. I really tried to put a little humor-inspired dialogue in this one, and I do think it's a crack-up in some places, but you never know. We'll find out next year when it's published and put to the test. Keep your fingers crossed. In the meantime, I'm on a roll. I'm writing book number 3. Title may change, but for now, it's titled Hiding from Evil.
You know, I'm recognizing a pattern here, Lily, with these mafia books. Yeah, I see. This is what interests you. I'm here for it, okay? I'm picking up what you're putting down. And also, Lily is not the person to mess with, okay? If I know anything about the mafia, you don't want to mess with them. And I think Lily is the same way here. No, Lily, this is absolutely fantastic. I truly appreciate this. And people, you know, I've mentioned it before. I'm going to say it again, okay? Amazon and Barnes & Noble, LilyTimmonsBooks.com are the places you have to go. The Don, A Tale of Discovery, Deception, and Defiance is the title you have to pick up. And Lily Timmons is the author you have to thank for bringing it to your table. Head on over there today. Pick up your copies. Check back in frequently because, as she stated, she's on her third book as of this moment. So there's much more on the horizon that you're going to want to get lost in. Head on over there today. Pick up your copies. It starts with The Don, a fantastic book to add to your shelf, an even better gift to add to someone else's. Lily, this has been an absolute pleasure. Such an honor. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. It was my honor. Thank you.